You're on Texas Standard Time.
From one phase of the modern pandemic era into a new one, with the return of baseball and spring in the air, there is no doubt a temptation not to look back. But if the recent winter storm and statewide blackouts taught us anything, failure to learn from the past can be fatal. Just how much so is finally becoming more clear with some team reporting by the Houston Chronicle. Concerned about how the numbers were parsing out in the official death tally from the winter storm, Zach Despart and his colleagues began to dig deeper and made a staggering discovery. Almost twice as many people actually died in the statewide winter storm and blackouts than Texas has previously reported officially. Zach, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Glad to be here, David.
How did your reporting uncover more deaths than the state's numbers? I mean, what are the different metrics being used here?
So this story came out of a story we had done in the week after the blackouts in February, where we had just focused on the Houston area and found a little bit more than 50 deaths there. And we had thought, you know, since Houston is about 15% of the state population, if there were 50 deaths just there, we feared that the statewide number was as many as a couple hundred. So my colleagues, Stephanie Lamb, Alejandro Serrano, and I decided to take a statewide look. The hard thing about this is Texas's death certification system is decentralized, so there's no public state database of these deaths or any deaths. So we had to talk to the death investigators in each of the 254 counties. It's just a huge undertaking. And I can't really speak to the metrics that the state health department is using because they have only shared limited data. But what we did was we talked to all the JPs, Justices of the Peace, all the medical examiners. We looked at contemporaneous news reports from all the counties, and we looked at lawsuits that have been filed on behalf of dead Texans against power companies for wrongful death claims. And that's how we arrived at our total, which right now is 194 deaths, which is much higher than the state's 111. We expect the state to include more and more, but we expect our number to rise as well as we keep getting deaths come in.
I want to go through some of this. At least 100 people, you report, died from hypothermia. 16 people died from carbon monoxide poisoning while trying to heat their homes. At least 22 died from failed medical devices. It's important to try to put a face to some of these numbers. Can you share with us what you learned about some of the people behind these cases and what you've been hearing from family members?
Sure. I mean, one of the most striking things about these deaths, and again, the number itself is horrific, but a full half of them were Texans who were 65 years or older, and they only account for about 10% of the population, so there's a clear disparity here. But this is a lot of times that elderly people who died, who froze to death in their homes because they weren't close to relatives or they had nowhere else to go because no one had power. One of the people we included in the story was a woman named Gloria Jones, who had lived about 60 miles southwest of Dallas, lived by herself, was very independent, was proud of that. And she unfortunately died. She was 87, just because it was just too cold. It got down to 32 degrees inside her house. And when we talk about these deaths, one of the key points in the story that medical and disaster experts stressed to us was most of these deaths were preventable. Most of them were attributable to the fact that Texas simply could not ensure that electricity would stay on during a severe winter weather event. And that is why so many of these people died. And that is why it's so sad.
We think about some of the more recent disasters that Texans have faced, and obviously storms like Hurricane Harvey come to mind. How does the winter storm and the power outages that resulted, how does that compare with some of the more deadly disasters that we've faced of late?
So if we're talking about 194 deaths right now that we expect to rise, I mean, pretty clearly, this is one of the most deadly natural disasters in Texas in the past 100 years. I was talking with a state rep up in Dallas, Rafael Anchia, who had said, look, in hurricanes, the disaster is very visual and it's very immediate. And we have a very quick sense of how bad something was because we can see it on television and see what the destruction looked like. In a disaster like this, where in the most cases, people died quietly, died in their homes. There weren't, you know, large visible evidence of property damage. In a lot of ways, this is a much harder one to wrap your head around, especially because we're still counting the deaths. This was more than a month ago, and we're still tallying who died from it. So a unique disaster by Texas standards.
It's important to check out this story. We're going to have a link to it over at texasstandard.org. Zach Despart is part of a team that's been investigating the number of deaths during the recent winter storm and subsequent blackouts. He covers Harris County for the Houston Chronicle. Zach, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks, David. This one's important.